Welcome to the Receive and Understand Messages from Your Angels teleseminar. I'm Kate Large, and I'll be your guide, holding a safe space for you to open your heart to connect and communicate with your angels. I want to begin by thanking you for joining me. We'll be sharing the angels' loving energy, and it is always a beautiful, magical experience. Now, in case you don't know who I am, this is the first time you've ever participated in something that I've been presenting. I'm the founder of the Soul Kisses Spiritual Whispers community at www.soulkisses.com, and the website was created to help provide guidance, comfort, and support to those who are beginning or are actively experiencing their spiritual life path. And the website is loaded with information, resources, products, and classes. And I'm also the leading authority on the teachings of Florence Govel Shin and the founder of the Game of Life Mastery Program. The Mastery Program is a spiritual program on steroids that holds the safe space for you to expand your awareness and learn tools to heal pain of the past to create a miraculous present and future of prosperity, happiness, and love. And I'll be presenting the next Game of Life Mastery program the end of October and sharing introductory videos about the program beginning next Saturday, October 11th. And if you'd like to shake up the energy of your life and reclaim your power to create more prosperity and love in your life, the introductory videos will be loaded with information and tools to help you discern if the program is for you. I'm also an international Amazon best-selling author of the Game of Life workbook, which expands the teachings of Florence Govel Shin and introduces the original Game of Life and how to play it. And the Game of Life Mastery Program is based on this workbook. Now, another book that I wrote, co-wrote with my dad a few years after his death in 2005 is called Waiting in the Other Room, and it's also an international Amazon bestseller. Now, I believe in teaching people how to communicate with their angels instead of just doing it for them. But with full transparency, I also get readings from others periodically. I'm human too, and I love to get validation from another human that I'm understanding the guidance of my angels. So I do provide angel readings through the Soul Kisses website, and I love doing it, but my time is limited, so I don't offer them very often. So if you want an angel reading with me, just watch your emails to find out when appointments are available. Now, there is a handout for this program, and I encourage you to print it out from your reminder emails that you received. But if you can't print it out or you don't have access to it right now, don't worry. You'll still be able to participate in the program. All you need is a piece of paper and something to write with. Now, this program will also be recorded, so you can listen to the recording later. And this morning's program went just a little bit over time, about 10, 12 minutes, and we're probably going to go over again tonight. So I hope that you're able to stay with us. So I'd like to share with you how today's program is going to flow. And the first thing we're going to do is share how I struggled to communicate with the angels, and then how I learned how simple it really is. And I'll share with you the 5 simple steps to communicate with your angels, and then we'll experience those steps together. And this is an interactive experiential program, and you will receive a message from your angels. And then you'll have an opportunity to share your message with all of us. And if you're on the phone or Skype, push *2 on your keypad to raise your hand if you want to share that message that you received. And if you're on the web, type in your message, and we'll read it to everyone. Now, we probably won't have time to get to everyone, but we will call on several of you. And then we're going to work with our angels to receive a message for someone else. Patty has graciously agreed to be the recipient of messages from the angels. So when you get that message from her or for her, just push *2 on your keypad to raise your hand if you want to share that message. So, and again, if you're listening on the web, type the message into the queue and we'll read it to her. Okay, so let's get started. Today is a day of celebration because today you have a human voice my voice, supporting your ability to communicate with your angels. And I want to begin by touching briefly on deceased loved ones of the angelic realm. I believe our loved ones who have crossed over can continue to communicate with us. And if you've read my book, Waiting in the Other Room, you know of that continued communication that I've had with my dad since he died in 2005. And the love we share with our loved ones, that love lives forever. And the death of the body is just a breath, an exhale, if you will, into spirit form. And when Daddy died, he met with Jesus and decided he wanted to help me with my work. So he went to school in the angelic realm to help him be able to communicate with me more easily. But when my dear friend Barbara Mark, co-author of the wonderful Angel Speaks, died, when she died in the summer of 2006, her sister Trudy called me early that next morning to let me know. And after talking with Trudy, I walked into my office and stood in the center of the room looking around, and I said out loud, "Well, I guess I should get some work done today." And then I heard Barbara laughing from spirit, and she said, "If you can't take off on the day your best friend dies, then when can you?" Well, I grabbed a pen and paper and wrote down everything she said, and this is what she told me. She was so excited. She said, "Kate, I was right when I told you that dying is just a breath out of the physical body into spirit. There's no pain, only love. And the love, oh, Kate," she said, "the love here is more than the human mind can take in. You become love, and there are no human words to express it." Now, some spiritual people will tell you that when the people die, they can't come back and talk to the living so quickly. Well, I wasn't aware of this. So I put no limiting beliefs on what those of the spirit realm can or cannot do. So when my dad and Barbara died, I was open to communicating with them right away, and we did. At one point, I asked Archangel Metatron about this, and he reminded me that there's no time in the spirit world. Time is an illusion of the physical world, our human illusion. He said believing a deceased loved one who has fully crossed over can't come speak to you right after passing is a limiting belief that we put on ourselves. Now, I wanted to begin with this information because the method to communicate with deceased loved ones is the same as communicating with the angels. And the key to both is believing you can. Now, through the years, I've worked with many angels, archangels, Jesus, my protector guide, Chief Running Bear, my master teacher, Ezra, my spirit guide, Gabrielle, as well as other guides and teachers and deceased loved ones. Now, some of you may be thinking that I make it sound easy to talk with those of the angelic realm, but it isn't easy for you. Well, I want to share with you that I struggled to communicate with those of the angelic realm. I struggled with my human doubt of really connecting. I was like many of you. You want to communicate with your angels. You try and you feel like it's working, or you think you are, but you aren't sure, and you get discouraged. I did too. When I was trying so desperately to communicate with my angels, I felt like I was all on my own. And I was, from a physical world standpoint. My family wasn't really interested in talking with their angels, and I didn't know anyone personally who worked with the angelic realm. But of course, my angels were with me. But I was doubting the connection, so I felt alone. And many of you probably feel like this too. Well, the fact is, our angels are always with us. They're a part of us. They and our higher self are the divinity within. Angel energy is a part of us. That's why when we consciously set the intention to connect and communicate with them, we often don't recognize their energy. Because what we feel, we felt before. Nothing changes. We're expecting something more, something different. Well, the angels, they're like our appendix. We're all born with one, but we don't feel it. Now, as we practice allowing and believing our connection with the angels, we're better able to recognize that tingle of warm, fuzzy love that's them. And then we realize they've been with us all our lives. Now, the more we expand our awareness of the love that is our essence and shift into that higher vibration of love energy, the more closely our energy matches that of the angelic realm. And when we've been working with the energies of the angelic realm for a while, you may feel as if your angels deserted you because they don't feel like the energy you've come to expect. Your angels didn't leave you. Know that your angels will never, ever leave you. This is really important. The reason you don't feel them the way you used to is because your vibration is returning to the home vibration of the angelic realm. You're still living in your physical body, but your energetic vibration has ascended and is more in alignment with the angelic realm. This is what you came here to do. It's a time to rejoice because you've ascended your energy. Now, in just a few minutes, we'll ask your angels to come in close so you can feel their energy and learn to recognize it. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't address organized religion. I'm aware that some of you are feeling that knowing within you that there's a higher energy of God and His angels to directly help you live your life. But this knowing within struggles with the teachings of your religion. Well, as a child, I was raised Southern Baptist. And if you know anything about Southern Baptist teachings, you know there's a lot of fear involved. And I remember the night I was baptized, I felt lighter than air, like I could fly. And then by the time I became a teenager, I had a really hard time accepting all the judgment and fear the Baptist religion taught. And in high school, I wrote a paper about the devil that scared me so bad, I had to sleep with the lights on. Daddy picked one of the books and he read a little of it, and then he asked me, how did I sleep at night? And the answer was, not very well. I got an A on the paper, but there was a cost. I was afraid of the darkness, and I couldn't sleep. And this forced me to make decisions on what I believed. And the first thing I did was confirm that I believe in the higher power essence of God. And I prayed for light to illuminate the darkness I had innocently pulled into my life writing that paper for school. And the light came, and it blessed me. And I never fooled around with energies that were not of the light after that. And now all these years later, the light still blesses me and dissipates the darkness of worry and fear when I allow it into my life. And I'm human just like you, and we both live in a physical world that's filled with teachings of the illusion of fear. Now, I believe before we incarnate to Mother Earth, we meet with a council of guides to determine things we want to experience to heal while living in a human body. However, I believe we have free will as to the how we'll experience healing this energy. And we want to heal less than love energy in order to achieve living our version of heaven on earth. I believe this council of angels, guides, and teachers work with us throughout our lives to help us achieve our goals. They are our angelic team. And along the way, people we love may become a part of that team when their physical body expires and their spirit returns to the realm of the angelic, like my dad did. Well, like many of you, I suppressed the ability to communicate with them as I grew up. I believe when we're born, we see them. You see babies looking at something that's not there and laughing because we don't see what they see. But as we grow up, we suppress that ability. Well, when I got older and I learned about our angelic team and I felt their love, I wanted to speak with them because in my human mind, I knew they had a perspective of understanding that I simply don't have. And the love they hold me in gives me strength to expand my human experience to an experience of love and joy without the burden of fear. When I was in my early 20s, I tried to figure out how to reconnect with them. But I didn't really get anywhere with it. And then in 1995, when my daughter Jessie was 7, we received some very disturbing news about a friend, and this news upset both of us. And when we stopped crying, Jessie went downstairs to get something out of the dryer, and seconds later came running back upstairs, totally freaked out. She was convinced she heard a woman's voice gently say, "Hello?" And there was no one else down there. No TV, no radio was on. It was just me and Jessie, and that wasn't me. I knew that this was my great-grandma Haley, who died in 1984, trying to connect with us and comfort us. And then I decided if she could talk to Jessie, then she could talk to me. I knew in my heart that connecting and visiting with one another, even though her physical body was dead, was possible. And my quest to connect with deceased loved ones began in earnest. I read everything I could get my hands on by James Van Praagh, Sylvia Brown, John Edward, and Doreen Virtue, the angel lady. And I even took my family, Jessie and my husband, to a Doreen Virtue workshop and watched quietly with a heavy heart as Jessie and Freddie, who didn't want to go, by the way, wrote out messages from their angels while I sat there, pen poised above the paper, and got nothing. I tried meditating and fell asleep. Sometimes I was able to connect, and those connections were amazing. But most of the time, all I did was fall asleep, and I never connected with Grandma Haley. And then my cousin Vicky was diagnosed with cancer. Her physical body wasn't going to make it, so she moved in with her parents, and they cared for her. And my dear grandmother Laura, she lived near them, and so she visited Vicky. And Grandma shared with me how hard it was on Vicky's dad, that he simply was not accepting his daughter was dying. Well, Vicky was quite a bit older than I was, so we had never been close. But one night, shortly before Vicky's death, I was wakened from a sound sleep by laughter. But the laughter was inside my head, not in the room. And in my mind's eye, I could see Vicky and my great-grandma Haley in a garden of yellow roses. They were talking and laughing, and I was really excited to see them, and they were excited to see me. And Vicky told me to tell her father that she was exuberant. She told me several times, using the word exuberant, to make sure I got it. And to be honest with you, up to that point, I had never used the word exuberant to describe anything. So it was a really important word. And then she told me to tell my grandmother Laura that she loved her. And I asked her if she wanted me to tell her mother anything. And she told me, she already knows. Well, Vicky then told me that my daughter Jess, whom she had never seen, was beautiful. And that's when I started to cry and sniff. And Grandma Haley told me to stop it because my husband would want me to get up and blow my nose. She knew that sniffing annoys him, and she had never even met him. Well, the next morning, I called my grandmother and told her what happened. And Vicky did not pass during the night, but she had gone in and out of consciousness, and she passed a few days later. And when the obituary came out, Grandma couldn't wait to talk with me because Vicky's brother had written the obituary and stated that Vicky had lived an exuberant life. He didn't know about the conversation Vicky, my great-grandmother, and I had had in that middle of the night 1,000 miles away, but he used the same word that Vicky had. And Vicky's mother confirmed that Vicky's favorite flower was yellow roses. Well, this experience confirmed it. I did it. I communicated with the other side, and I didn't even initiate it. They woke me up from a sound sleep to give me a message to their living loved ones. And I want you to know that when you have a vision about a deceased loved one, whether you're sleeping or awake, when you have a vision that's so vivid that weeks, months, or years later, it's still crystal clear, it was real. It really happened. You were communicating with a relative in the angelic realm. In this case, I was visiting with Vicky's higher self, and my grandmother's spirit was definitely in the higher angelic realm. And when I think about it today, it's just as clear as it was 14 years ago. And this was a huge turning point for me because in Doreen Virtue's books, she teaches that you need to be a vegan in order to communicate clearly with the angels. And I really like beef. I actually eat beef after I've visited with the angels to help me keep grounded, to reground my body. And I still eat beef. Not only that, after an experience with a surgery, I was on medication and attempted to connect with the angelic realm and thought, there's no way they're going to talk to me. I'm doped up. I think they were giving me Percocet or something. But I thought, well, I'll give it a try anyway. And my grandfather's brother came in to talk to me. And I never would have even dreamed that he's the one who would have come in. But he did. So when they want to talk to you, they will. Now, something that happened that really shook me up after this, not long after this happened with my grandmother and Vicky and beginning the Soul Kiss website, I was having dinner with a friend who knew my Grandma Haley. And when she asked me what I'd been up to, I was really excited to tell her about the visit from Grandma Haley and Vicky and how I'd created the Soul Kisses website, and I was actively working to improve my communication skills with those of the angelic realm, and it was working. Well, she was a devout Catholic, and she immediately disapproved and told me that the Bible states that talking with deceased relatives is work of the devil. Well, this woman had been a huge influence on my life, and I wasn't prepared for her reaction. I felt like I hit a brick wall, and I was crushed. I was confused, and I was unsure, and I didn't want her to think badly of me, but I knew the energy that I'd been experiencing was of love and light. The angelic realm energy was love. She had to be wrong. Well, I retreated, and I looked deep within, and I asked questions, and I got answers, and then I knew with every cell of my being that, yes, she was wrong. Well, my friend died a few years ago. And she immediately came in to me to see me from spirit, even before her husband called to tell me she was gone. Physically gone, not spiritually, because there she was. And she wanted me to tell her husband to make sure he kept her house clean. That's all she wanted me to tell him. Keep her house clean. Well, I passed that message on to him, and he laughed. My friend wanting him to keep her house clean let him know that it really was a message from his wife. Now, are there energies that are not of the light? Yes, there are. And fear feeds these energies and gives them life. And I suggest that, I want to highly recommend that when you are setting your intention to work with those of the angelic realm, ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with you. Now, I learned how to communicate with my angels through Angel Speak. How to Talk with Your Angels by Barbara Mark and Trudy Griswold, by writing to them instead of through meditation. But still, I questioned. My experience in tapping into the communication within me wasn't like Barbara and Trudy of Angel Speak. I didn't wake up one morning communicating with my angels. That would have been so much easier. But no, I questioned and doubted and had to work really hard before I could trust what I was getting. And something I know now is that during those years of trying to meditate, to connect with deceased loved ones and angels, I did. I did connect. Every time I tried to step into their world, I did. It was my own human brain that struggled with believing that it was happening. Because I expected to feel the connection, to see things and to hear things. And looking back, I can see that I expected the earth to shake and lights to flash and to be magically transported to this other place where an angel was standing there in front of me with a sign that said, "What can I do for you today?" Well, it doesn't always happen that way. But at times, I did see deceased loved ones and have conversations with them, but only a small fraction of the time, and only when I reached a place of not trying so hard, like in the surrender of sleep with Grandma Haley and Vicky. And in my human mind, that wasn't enough, so I didn't feel like my connection was working. Now I know that it isn't so hard, that I made it hard. It's really simple to communicate with your angels. Barbara Mark told me from spirit that we believe it's hard. So it is. I found that the key to connecting with the angelic realm is shifting the doubting energy to the highest vibration of love possible, where doubt doesn't exist, because doubt is less than love energy. Now you know that I'm just like you. I struggled and I doubted, so know that if I can do it, you can definitely do it. We each hold the light of God within us, the divinity within that's our intuition, our higher self, the voice of God. As I mentioned earlier, before we're born, we gather with a group of angels, guides, and teachers of the angelic realm who agree to help us throughout our human existence. And these light beings are our angelic team or council. Many of these angels, guides, and teachers are with us throughout our entire lifetime, while some of them come and go depending on what we're experiencing. We've incarnated to Mother Earth to heal within, to expand our awareness and elevate our energetic vibration to that of unconditional love. And our angelic team are with us to help us do this. This mission is true of all of us. In every moment of our lives, this crowd of angelic beings is with us to help us when we ask for help, and to comfort us as they hold us in the energy of love. and we can communicate with them. Now, before we go any further, let's define who the angels are. Angels are messengers of God and have not incarnated on Mother Earth as a human. When we speak with our angels, we have the ear of God. Guides and teachers are spiritual beings that also help us, but they have incarnated to the earth in human form, so they know what it's like to experience a human existence. Our angelic team talks to us and offers us guidance and messages all the time, but we confuse them with our own mind chatter. We continually have mind chatter going on in our brains, and sometimes that mind chatter's us, and sometimes it's our angels sharing wisdom and guidance. And that key to connecting with the angelic realm is shifting the doubting energy to the higher vibration of love, matter-of-fact belief energy. Which brings us to, why would we want to communicate with our angels? Well, our mission is to overcome the fear of the physical world, to shift our energetic vibration from the less-than-love energy of fear to the highest vibration of love possible, to create our version of heaven on earth. As messengers of God, our angels have only our highest good at heart, to help us make decisions to produce the highest possible outcome. And angels see us as we truly are, limitless spiritual beings of love and light that can be, do, and have anything we desire. They love us unconditionally and will only communicate with us from a source of love, never fear. If you ever feel as though you're getting a message that's negative or fearful, know that it's not coming from an angel. There are lower negative energies of the physical world that feed on fear and addictive behaviors. And again, I recommend that you ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with you when you wish to connect with your angelic team or deceased loved one. And never, ever use an Ouija board. Now, as humans, we want to do our best, most of us questioning if we're making decisions for our highest good. And many of us were taught that God helps those who help themselves. Well, I'm a firm believer that the best way for me to help myself is to ask for angelic assistance, opening my heart to the voice of God within me for guidance. We have legions of angels at our side vying for the opportunity to help us shift out of worry and fear to love source energy. Now, consciously communicating with our angels, understanding and following their guidance, makes this time of transformation and ascension to the higher vibration of love energy easier and opens the way to live our version of heaven on earth. Angels communicate with us through our breath, so don't hold your breath. Have you ever noticed that when you get anxious or stressed, you hold your breath? When I'm working on a deadline, I catch myself holding my breath. And holding my breath blocks my angelic assistance. So when you catch yourself holding your breath, breathe deeply. And you'll find that in all our meditations, we breathe deeply to help open that line of communication. Now, our mission here on Mother Earth is to aid in the ascension process of the planet as a collective whole. Working with our angels raises our energetic vibration to more closely match that of unconditional love, that of the angelic realm. And the side effect of that is raising the vibration of Mother Earth where we stand and rippling that love out around us. And our shift helps relieve some of Mother Earth's burden of shifting the energy. Now, it's easiest for our angels to work with us during times of what I like to call distracted concentration. Like when we're in the shower or doing the dishes or vacuuming or gardening, when we're doing something that requires attention, but it's not brain surgery. So our brains are kind of resting a little bit, and the whispers of the angels make their way through our mind chatter. Have you ever noticed getting great ideas when you're in the shower? Or remembering something you've been racking your brain to remember, and it pops into your head when you're in that time of distracted concentration? What are you doing when you're most inspired or have the most creative thoughts? Well, that flash of inspiration was them. That instant of remembering was them getting through your mind chatter. Several years ago, a couple years after my dad died, it's almost been 10 years, my dad gave me 4 very clear messages from my mom while I was in the shower. He told me, "I want you to tell your mother." And I was like, "Really, Daddy? I'm in the shower, for goodness sakes." He laughed. He says, "I see you as light." So I had to keep repeating it over and over in my head so I didn't forget. And as soon as I got out, I called her and I told her what he asked me to tell her. And 3 of those 4 things she had asked him. And the 4th she'd been wondering about. And when she'd asked Daddy the questions directly, she had thought the same information that I gave her, but she struggled with, was it Daddy telling her the answer or was it her imagination? Well, my phone call validated that she was getting messages from Daddy, which leads us to, what is imagination? Our angels are always talking to us. It's up to us to distinguish between the whispers of the angels and our mind chatter. And as we discussed, our angels have always been with us. We're not separate from them. They're a part of us. And that's why when we try to identify their energy, we find it challenging. Their energy's always been a part of us, not separate. And as I mentioned earlier, when I was trying to communicate with my angels, I questioned whether I was getting what I was getting from them. Was it from them or was it my imagination? But what is imagination? Well, I believe that when we experience an imagination moment of love source, it's a whisper of inspiration from our angels. And these whispers of inspiration may come in the way of seeing something in our mind's eye, hearing from inside or outside our head, or knowing within our heart that has that warm, fuzzy signature of the rekindled love of the angelic realm, our home. And these communication methods have names. I'm going to give you 4 clairs, and they're usually associated with communicating with deceased loved ones, but we communicate with angels the same way. And 4 of the clairs are these. Clairvoyance, and that's seeing something that the angelic realm is wanting to show us, whether that's in your mind's eye or that's across the room. And I just want to do, some people tell me, oh, they can't see anything, they can't imagine this, they can't vision this, they can't do it. But if you close your eyes right now and you thought about what does the golden arches of McDonald's, what does that look like? Well, you'd be able to see that in your mind's eye because you know what that looks like. Well, when these images pop in your head, They're unexpected when you're trying to communicate with your angels. Those are from them. Now, the second clair is clairaudience, and that's hearing. That's hearing a voice inside or outside your head, and it may sound like your voice. It may sound like theirs. When I hear my dad talking to me, I hear his voice. When I heard Barbara talking to me, it was her voice. One time I was doing an angel reading, and this beautiful woman named, she told me her name was Lily. She came over and sat down beside me. And I was doing an email angel reading, and she said, I'm just going to sit here and watch and make sure you get it right. And I heard all that in her voice. And then the third clair is clairsentience, and that's feeling. That's feeling the guidance of your angels. The fourth is claircognizance, and that's knowing. Knowing within your heart some message or some information. One day when I was talking to Barbara Martz, the teacher of thousands of people of how to communicate with your angels or how to talk with your angels, I was complaining about how I wanted to see him across the room and I couldn't see him across the room, but I could hear him and I could see him in my mind's eye, but I wanted to see him across the room. And Barbara goes, well, Kate, I don't see him or hear him. I just have a knowing in my heart of the message. And I was like, whoa. Then I shouldn't really even be questioning what I'm getting. And she just trusted, and the trust opened the way to receive the messages. We all have the ability to receive through each of the four clairs, but we may be stronger in one way over another. When we actively make the conscious effort to work with our angels, we learn how we best receive their messages. And working with our angels gives us three things, and these are really exciting. It gives us the eyes to see images or visions like movie trailers. Then that may be in your mind's eye or across the room. But it also opens our heart to have the eyes to see our answers or guidance in our everyday life, on a billboard or magazine cover, in nature, or read it in a book where we've randomly opened it. It also gives us the ears to hear the whispers of our angels. And this may be in our head or outside our ear, or it may be in our physical world reality of a song on the radio or a comment from a friend, even a statement overheard in someone else's conversation. A dear friend of mine had been asking for a sign from the angels, and she turned the radio on, and that song, Seven Spanish Angels by Willie Nelson, came on. And she doesn't even listen to stations that Willie Nelson songs are on, but when she turned on the radio, there it was, and she knew that was a message for us, for her. Now, the third thing is the wisdom to acknowledge and accept the knowing within our truth center of the messages from our angels. And sometimes you just know it was them. You just know it. And that's a good time to say, thank you. The whisper of our angels and our intuition are one and the same. Now, the five simple steps to speaking with and receiving messages from your angels are these. Oh, and there is a space in your handout on that first page to write these down. Number one is shift to the highest vibration of love. And a simple way to do this is to breathe into gratitude. And I've provided a couple of ways to do that as bonuses. One is the love meditation. I've added that as a bonus, and you can download it from the link in your email. And another method is the quiet your mind exercise by Deepak Chopra. And you'll find that on page 4 of your handout. And we're going to use both of those today. And number 2, ground into the angelic realm. Grounding into the angelic realm can be achieved by using any grounding method. And in case you don't have one that you is your favorite, I've added my favorite method as a bonus to the program, and you can download it through the link in your email. And we're going to experience that today. And number three, ask the angels what you want to know. And that may just be, what do you want me to know today? And that's okay. Number four, allow yourself to take in whatever comes to you. And I suggest writing down what the angels give you. Write down whatever you see in your mind's eye or hear inside or outside your head, or write about the knowing in your heart. Write down whatever comes to you and thank your angels when you're finished. And I can't emphasize enough the magic in writing with your angels. And you can start with, dear angels, what do you want me to know today? And they'll come back with, we love you, and they'll tell you. Just write it all down. And there'll be times that they'll use words you don't even use, so you know it's someone else helping you. When I write the newsletter for the Soul Kisses website, I ask for help, and I never forget this first time that I did that. I was just typing away, and man, there were words I didn't even use, and I said, who's helping me? Who is this? And I heard Metatron. I didn't even know there was an archangel named Metatron, but there was, and he's a great writer. Well, number five, ground out of the angelic realm and bring all the love with you. So I'll run through the five simple steps again. One, shift to the highest vibration of love. Two, ground into the angelic realm. Three, ask the angels what you want to know. Four, allow yourself to take in whatever comes to you and thank your angels when you're finished. Five, ground out of the angelic realm and bring all that love with you. Now, in just a moment, we're going to write to our angels in a conscious state, not a trance like automatic writing. So use your handout for this program or a piece of paper if you don't have it printed out, or you can just type it into your computer if you type faster than you can write. And when we complete this experience, please raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad, and we'll bring two or three of you on the line one at a time to read your message. And if you're on the web listening, please type your message into the queue along with you don't have to type your name because it shows up who your name is, and we'll read your message. Well, I guess you do have to type it in. That's how we get it. Sorry. So type it in. Now, as I mentioned before, our connection to our angels is a part of us. Always has been. That's why we find it difficult sometimes to feel them. So first we'll experience the love meditation to shift our energy to the higher state of love. And then we'll experience an exercise to quiet our mind chatter. Then we'll ground into the angelic realm and meet your angels. Feel their energy and receive a message from them. So if you'll place your feet flat on the floor and take some deep breaths to clear your body and your mind and to open your heart to the love meditation. And it's about 5 minutes long, and I've tried to adjust the volume, but it may be a little bit loud, so be aware of that if you've got headphones on. And we'll begin.
Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are thankful for this opportunity to come together as one. We're willing to release the fear within us as we join together with open hearts to reconnect with the love that is our essence. We commit to stepping fully into love source to heal from within. We ask for your guidance and help us as we experience this transformation into a higher being of light. In gratitude, amen. Get comfortable, close your eyes, and breathe deeply, fully, from the heart. See roots extending from your feet down into the solid firmness of Mother Earth, down through the soils and waters to the core light at her center. Notice the color of this beautiful, loving light. The roots from your feet infuse into this light and gently pull the vibrant energy of Mother Earth back up through her soils to your feet, up through your ankles, up your legs, to your heart. Breathe deeply. Now move out through the top of your head to the crystalline matrix above. As you reach the crystalline matrix, you feel the gentle tug of its energy as you connect as one. Pull the vibrant healing energy of the crystalline matrix in through the top of your head, down into your heart. Take a deep breath in and expand this loving light of Mother Earth and the healing energy of the crystalline matrix out around you. Continue to take deep breaths in and allow this loving, healing light energy to permeate throughout your space. Take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. Now you notice a golden pathway before you. Follow this pathway to a beautiful meadow. Breathe deeply and open your heart to the love all around you. As you look around, you see you've been joined by angelic beings of love and light. They hold out their hands to you. As you clasp hands, they begin to form a circle with an aspect of you in the center. Together, you each send love to this aspect of you. The light of the love begins to grow till the entire circle is a glowing ball of loving, healing light. Feel the warmth of this love. Take a deep breath in and embrace this healing light of love. Thank the angelic beings of love and light for this healing experience. Ask them to help you in the physical world as you continue to experience transformational healing. Now follow the golden pathway back to the physical world. Notice the roots at your feet extending back into the solid firmness of Mother Earth. Again, they travel through her soils and water to the core light within her. The roots from your feet infuse into this light and pull the vibrant energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, and stop. You are fully grounded and returned to the physical world. When you're ready, open your eyes.
Okay, now we'll experience a short guided journey that I learned from Deepak Chopra on Dr. Oz. The Chopra Center has given me permission to use this. and I'll ask some questions during the exercise, but don't get hung up on trying to answer them. Just simply live the questions and life will move you into the answers. So with your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, please close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And take a deep breath and slowly release it. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And embrace all that you're grateful for. Take deep, full breaths of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now we're going to experience the higher vibration of the angels. So with your eyes closed and your feet still on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, take another deep breath, and we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with you. With open hearts, we set our intention to identify the love energy of our angels, and we ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us. In deepest gratitude, amen. With eyes gently closed, focus on the beating of your heart. And take a deep breath, for it is through our breath that our angels communicate with us. And we ground. Allow yourself to see before you, in your mind's eye, a mighty oak grounding tree. Walk over to the tree and place your hand on the bark of the tree. And as you do so, you notice that your hand goes into the bark. So step into the grounding tree and meld your spiritual essence with this wonderful, welcoming essence of Mother Earth, this beautiful oak grounding tree. And see your feet blend into the roots of the tree and go down into the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks, through the water and the clay, down to the core healing light of love at her center. And take a deep breath and pull that wonderful healing love energy back up through the soils, through the rocks, through the clay, back up to the roots at your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. And the branches of the tree opens wide to the breath of God. And take a deep, healing, life-sustaining breath of the love of God, and bring that in and blend it with the healing, loving energies of Mother Earth in your heart. Take a deep breath, and Archangel Michael reaches through the tree from the realm of the angels to take your hand. Firmly take his hand and step into the realm of the angels. And here you find yourself in a beautiful garden where Archangel Michael guides you to a bench beside a quiet stream. Sit down on the bench, and your guardian angel joins you. Then more angels come forward, angels of finance, angels of relationships, angels of health, angels of love. All the angels of your team join you and come in close to you. Archangel Michael kneels before you and gently places his hands over yours in your lap. He and the other angels send all their love to you to help you feel the joy of their love for you. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel this love and discern this loving energy of your angels from your energy. Breathe in this higher love energy and allow their love to flow freely throughout your body with each deep breath. Allow yourself to feel the tingle of joy and excitement in your heart. This is the energy of your angels. Embrace this in order to easily recognize it when you wish to speak with them. And you may note that you felt this energy before, but weren't aware that it was angel energy. Take another deep breath, and the angels move in even closer, surrounding you with their beautiful angel wings, and I see even angels of the earth coming forward. And the angels of the earth, their angel wings are, they look like rabbit fur. They are so beautiful. And they come in too to support you and to help you know you're never, ever alone. Take a deep breath. And we want to thank Archangel Michael and all these angels who've joined us, and we ask them to stay with us throughout the program. We want to walk back to the grounding tree and step into the tree, bringing all this love with you, and allow your feet to go down into the roots of the tree, down to the wonderful healing love light at the center of Mother Earth. And with a deep breath, pull that wonderful healing energy back up through the roots to your heart. And gently step out of the tree, fully grounded, bringing all this love with you. Take a deep breath and gently open your eyes. Now there are many, many angels with you. It's like standing room only. But we ask two angels to step closer to you. One on your right and one on your left. And now ask for the name of the angel who stands at your left shoulder. And write down the first thing that pops in your head. And now ask for the name of the angel who stands at your right shoulder. And write down the first name that pops in your head. Their names may be familiar, like Bob or Jane, or they may be more unique, like Ezekiel, or maybe it's Jesus that's standing there. My joy guide's name is Sprite, because he's bubbly, and he's here. Now, you may ask the names of the angels that are with you at any time using this method, and take in whatever name pops into your head. Now, your angels have a message for you, So now we'll receive that message by writing it down. Now I'll begin the angel's message and then stop speaking, and I'll begin playing some, I'm hoping, soft music to let you write your message. Maybe a little, I've had trouble with the volume, so it may be a little loud, so be aware of that. But when I stop speaking, continue to write the first thing that pops into your head, a knowing in your heart, a whisper inside your head or outside your ear, or any images that you see in your mind's eye. And just allow yourself to experience whatever the angels share with you and write it down. You'll have about 3 minutes. Now, on that second page of your handout, that one that's titled Angel Message for You, you'll see the question, Dear Angels, what do you want me to know today? So physically ask your angels this question. And then on the line, write, Dearest, and fill in your name. We love you, and we want you to know. Okay, so we'd love to hear the message you receive from your angels. So raise your hand by pressing *2 on your keypad. And when we bring you on the line, please tell us your name and then you may read your angel message. And again, if you're on the web, please type in your message, and we will read that. So, let's see. Nobody's got their hand up. Nobody wants to share their message? Okay, I do have someone has raised their hand. Oh, great. People are raising their hands. Yay. Okay. The first one here is in, it says Oak Harbor, Washington. What's your name?
Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice and all of your good wisdom.
Oh, thank you. What was your message from your angels?
Well, here it goes. It says, Dearest Pat, know that you have been one of the chosen ones. As you greatly love, so you are loved. Let the past be a learning experience. Sure, we all have two sides of us. Let that other, in quotes, side go. It was meant for a purpose. In the end, all there is love. So celebrate yourself, the positive and negative, and know that you were chosen by the higher force.
Oh, that's beautiful. How does that feel?
Really good.
Good. That's wonderful. I love that. How so they quoted. That's really cool.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. As when I was writing my little message, they had some cats going on. Oh, that's wonderful. Pat, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
All right. Do I need to hang up then or what?
No, just hit *2 again and your hand will go down. And then if you, we're going to do a message for Patty here in just a few moments. And then if you want to share the message you got from her, you just hit *2 and your hand will raise again. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye. Okay. So we've got another. This is Patty with her hand up. Hey, Patty.
Hello, beautiful Kate. I'm so happy to be on this call with you and everybody else listening tonight. And that was a gorgeous message that Pat got, but mine didn't come in a statement.
Oh,
mine came as images.
Ooh, what'd you see?
And I found myself standing by a beautiful clear stream with fish swimming through it, and the word multiply came to me. Mm-hmm. And then to live in the natural way by tapping into my divine source, and that I was to embrace the world and heal old wounds by forgiving and teaching forgiveness. And that in doing so, I could lift others up and give them hope. And that I was like the drop that goes into the water and the ripples spread outwards from that. And that my mission is to reach out with love, to teach, to share, and to be love.
Wow, that's beautiful, just beautiful. And obviously that makes you feel pretty darn good.
Yes, it does. And it just, it felt so peaceful. That you're seeing the fish swimming in the water and it's so clear. And, of course, fish don't struggle. They just swim.
So
we don't have to try so hard.
Very good. Oh, very good. Patty, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That's a beautiful message. And I'm really excited that you were able to just take in whatever visions or any images that they showed and be able to share that with us. That's great.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, I've got someone that has typed in their message, so I'm going to go read that message real quick, and we'll be getting to a message for you from the angels in just a moment.
Thank you, Kate, and thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Okay, so let's see. Okay, this message is from Holly, and it says, or for Holly, it says, we love you, and we want you to know that you are on the most beautiful journey you could possibly imagine, and that all that you've experienced, all that you've been experiencing is so perfect and in such perfect divine order. All is tucked so securely, lovingly, embracingly within the palm of God's loving, gentle hands, His gentle plan for you, and it is all unfolding so beautifully, Holly. You are rediscovering His wondrous love for you, and it's glorious. That's your word for this lifetime's experience, beautiful child of light, and so it is. Wow, that is beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us, Holly. I love it. That's great. Okay, the message that I got, and I'm going to read the message that I got because it's for all of you. And the angels want you to know that we are here, angels of love and light, in celebration of your efforts to speak with us and receive a message. We want you to know how awesome you are. I was really surprised they used the word awesome. Limitless possibility. Angels are high-fiving. I had one of those little visions like Patty did. Angels were high-fiving. And then they said, we love you, we love you, we love you. And we want you to know it's your birthright to be, and that was capitalized, happy. Believe it, for it's true. We are your loving angels. So, wow. I want to thank all of you for sharing your messages. This is beautiful. Okay, so I do know that many of you are interested in giving angel readings to others, so we'll experience how to receive a message for someone else. Now, Patty has graciously given us permission to allow you to visit with her angels and convey a message to her, and we do this the same way as getting a message for ourselves. And you'll see that on page 3 of your handout titled Angel Message for Someone Else, it has a space for you to write this message, and we want to connect with Patty's angels and ask them, what do you want Patty to know? So first we'll ground, and then I'll speak the question as you write it down, and then I'll play music for about 3 minutes, and while you write down whatever the angels show you or tell you, even if it sounds strange to you, and it may, because that whatever sounds strange may be the one piece of information that Patty needs to validate the message is really for her. Now, this morning when we did the program, Alexandria was with me, and someone shared with Alexandria that cats would purr for her, purr love for her. And Alexandria doesn't have a cat, but she goes places where there are cats, and she shared with us that the cats migrate to her, and they purr for her. So that was something that was really special because that person had no way of knowing that. So write down whatever it is that you get. Okay, so I'm going to bring Patty on the line very quickly to give us permission. Patty, do you give us permission to visit with your angels to give a message to you?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm going to put you back on mute. We always want to ask permission before speaking with someone else's angels. Now, if you want to get a message to someone, you can ask your angels to talk to their angels and give that message. I believe Doreen Virtue used an example of the cat was on the roof, and she wanted the cat to get down off the roof, and she gave a message to her angels to talk to the cat's angels to get that cat off the roof, and it worked. So you can do that. But if you're wanting to get a message directly to yourself for that person, always ask permission. Now, you'll have about 3 minutes to jot down that message. And then when you're finished, if you want to share that message with Patty, please hit *2 on your phone to raise your hand, and I'll bring you on the line, and you can share that message with us. So we just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with you, with Patty and her angels. We ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us, and we ask for your guidance to convey to Patty a message of her highest good. And we thank you for your wisdom and your love. In gratitude, amen. So again, in your mind's eye, allow yourself to see that beautiful oak grounding tree. And walk over to that tree and step into its beautiful, spiritual, welcoming essence. And blend your spiritual beingness with that tree. And allow yourself to experience your feet blending into the roots of the tree and going down into the Mother Earth, down through the soils and the dirt and the clay, down to that healing, loving energy of light at her center. And pull that wonderful healing energy up with a deep breath, up through the rocks and the clay, up through the roots, up to your heart. And the branches of the tree open wide to the breath of God. And breathe in deeply that life-sustaining breath of God. And blend that wonderful, loving energy with the healing light of Mother Earth in your heart. And fully grounded, an angel reaches for you from the angelic realm. And we step into that angelic realm of love. And now open your eyes and let's write on the paper. Dear angels, what do you want Patty to know? Okay, we'd love to hear the message that you received for Patty. So if you'll raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad, and when we bring you on the line, just give us your name, or if you want to write the message into the queue, then we'll read that message. Okay, Patty, I'm going to bring you on the line, and I actually have someone who's written in a message. I'm going to read that first. This is from Pam. It says, for Patty, that she is loved unconditionally, and it's important for her to fully grasp this. She is love and must shine her light for all to see. Now is the time for her to step up and let her light so shine. There are many who need to see this guiding light of love, and Patty is the one for them to follow in love and light. Wow. Beautiful.
That is awesome. Thank you, Pam.
Wow, that's great. Let's see. I'll refresh that page again and see if anyone else. Nope, nobody yet. And here's someone else who has raised their hand. And Pat, is this you?
It's me again.
Okay. What's next?
Started this tribe, believe me. Well, here it is. It says, Patty, you are indeed a child of the universe, surrounded by all that is bright and beautiful, rose petals at your feet. Your quiet, strong, sensitive, and magnificent wisdom, you shine. In your quiet, strong, sensitive, and magnificent wisdom, you shine bright, and all who come into your presence receive the positive, uplifting energy that you so generously give.
Mm.
Thank you, Pat. That's beautiful.
Yes,
it is. You're welcome.
Wow. Well, Pat, thank you so much for raising your hand, and I'm going to check really quickly. Oh, we've got another one in the queue. Okay, put Pat back on mute. There we go. Oops. Okay. All right. This is from Dominique. It says, dear Patty, life is full of many ups and downs, and right now you're seeing many positives. It's important for you to keep this energy going and moving forward in your quest. There are people who you are strength for. In times, others will see this strength and follow in your footsteps, study, and practices. Wow.
That's amazing. Thank you, Dominique.
Yeah. Patty, do you want to share a little bit about these messages and what they've meant to you? Because, I know you, so I know how they've hit on things that are going on in your life.
They certainly have. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to hear from Pam that I am loved unconditionally echoes what I was hearing, which is that I am loved beyond measure. And that's something that I have not felt for much of my life. And I have a tremendous capacity within me to love other people and to share with them. So hearing about my strength being a support to others, that happened just today with a friend and colleague who was having a family crisis, and I was able to support her through it. And I think sometimes it's hard for me to remember that others look to me as their strength and value it, and I have to value it in myself. So Everything that Pam and Pat and Dominique have shared, and I do love roses, by the way, so thank you for the rose petals at my feet. This is so spot on for what it is that I want to be doing, because I do want to be teaching and sharing my message with the world, and have already begun to do that. So this just tells me I'm on the right path. Mm. So thank you all very, very much.
Yes, and thank you, Patty, for sharing that information, because I know it's wonderful feedback for the people who've shared the messages with us. So, Patty, I'm just going to put you on mute because we are running out of time. But I do have another really special little exercise that I want to share with you. and I know Pat, I probably cut Patty off saying thank you, so I'm sorry. So we'll just move on. Now, the angels want me to share with you just how fully supported that you are with this little exercise, and then we'll complete the program. So I hope that you'll be able to stay with us. If not, it will be recorded, so be sure that you go back to the recording and get the last 10 minutes of this, because this is really, really important. If you'll just place your feet firmly on the floor and close your eyes and take a few deep breaths and focus on the breath as it comes into you and leaves your body. And allow yourself to see in your mind's eye that you're standing on the edge of a huge abyss, like the Grand Canyon in the States. And before you is a tightrope that's about an inch wide, stretching to the other side. And the side that we're standing on is the side of doubt and uncertainty. And it's okay if you feel a little fear at the thought of stepping onto that tightrope, because we can't control the wind, the rope, the distance down or across, but you can control how you react. So breathe deeply and know that you're safe. You're fully supported by your team of angels, and they will help you get across safely. So take a deep breath and exhale the fear and the human need to control. And together we ask your angels to help you. And notice that two very large angels have joined you, one on your right and one on your left. And take a deep breath and feel the confidence building in your heart that it's your power to be, have, and do anything your heart desires. It's in your power. And the angels are simply helping you to feel it. And take another deep breath and feel the strength of your limitless power and embrace the infinite possibility of you. And take another deep breath and in full faith and trust that you're fully supported, take a step forward onto the rope. And as your foot touches the rope, it immediately transforms to a wide, steady, solid bridge from where you are to the other side. And you may easily walk, skip, jump, or run across the bridge to the other side. Embrace the power of this moment, fully supported, infinite possibility, limitlessly powerful. And now see that the bridge is lined with angels cheering you on, and you safely reach the other side, that other side where you easily receive and understand messages from your angels. And there we are all there together on the side where it's easy to speak to and receive messages from the angelic realm. So take a deep breath in and we'll ground into your physical space here on the other side, where it's easy to understand those messages from our angels. See the roots at your feet go down into Mother Earth, down to the core light of healing love within her, and pull that wonderful healing love back up through the roots to your heart. And take a deep breath and embrace your confidence and your power. And then gently open your eyes. Know that your angels are always with you, in every moment of every day, of every night, of every second of your existence, always with you, ready to help you when you ask, to comfort you when your heart is hurting, and to guide you to create your version of heaven on earth. By letting go of your need, that human need to control, you stepped into control from a balanced, stable state of love source, empowered and powerful. And the key to everything is our belief. Our thoughts are energy and they create our reality. The spark of a thought begins a cycle of energy that we can only control from a source of love. And when we vibrate at that lower fear vibration, we have no control. Fear is in control. When we accept the voice of God within us, it's easy to distinguish between our mind chatter and those of the angelic realm, and our lives get easier. We understand guidance to make decisions to produce the highest possible outcome and reach a more balanced state within us. We shift out of the lower fear source energy that's been our normal state all or most of our lives and step into our power in the higher vibration of love energy. We reconnect to the limitless spiritual being that we are and align our hearts with that knowing. Our reality changes as we create lives of a higher vibration, creating our version of heaven on earth. I struggled for years because I believed my brain that it was hard to connect. And when I stopped believing this is hard, then it wasn't. The key is believing, and you can choose to believe today. You receive messages from your angels today. You receive messages for Patty, and Patty confirmed that, yes, they were spot on. And if you'd like to share the message, if you didn't raise your hand or type it into the queue, if you'd like to share your message with Patty, send it to me and I'll forward it to her, because I know she'd love to have those messages. Just send it to kate@soulkisses.com. And put Patty in the subject line, and I'll get that to her. Now, actively, consciously working with your angels shifts your energetic vibration. Be gentle with yourself as your body aligns to that higher vibration of love energy, and drink lots of water. Now, as within, it is without. So the love within us ripples out to the world around us, touching people and Mother Earth. Allow your heart to be open to the guidance of your angels and be willing to take the action steps your angels present to you. And know that an action step may be to simply step out of their way. They're always working behind the scenes to help you. Because when we ask our angels to help us, they can be very creative in giving us messages through synchronistic events and situations to guide us. Allow yourself to have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the wisdom to acknowledge the knowing within. And if you would like to work more with your angels in a community atmosphere to shift your energy out of fear and into love, I'll be presenting a new Game of Life Mastery program in 2 weeks, and that's the whole basis of the program, is shifting out of fear into love, and the angels help us do that. Free introductory videos begin October 11th, and the videos are loaded with information and tools to help you before the program even begins, and they'll also help you decide if the program is for you. Now, this completes the Receive and Understand Messages from Your Angels program. And again, before I sign off here, I want to validate that you can communicate with your angels. Let go of the doubt and allow that loving guidance to flow to you. If I can do it, you can do it. Now, if you'll just put your left hand on your right shoulder and your right hand on your left shoulder and accept a huge hug from me, I want to thank you for joining me for this magical time with the angels. I hold you in the light of the limitless, powerful spiritual being that you are. Limitless. Infinite possibility. May you be profoundly blessed in this moment and every moment after.